thankful. It's in these times when you remind me of how your grace flows so free. To be perfect, you sent your son to do all that for me. But though sometimes I feel like I'm performing, trying to be something I can never be. Sometimes trying to figure out what's in your head. What's this grace? What's this mercy? The sinless love you gave your life for me. Sing to me this love song I can hardly comprehend. Build me a mystery. Help me understand. Help me understand. Be all I am. Be all I need. Be all I want. Be my everything.
This is the city, Jerusalem. It's righteous. A lot of people live here, most of them good. But when they fall from grace, that's where I come in. My name's Friday. Good Friday. I carry a badge.
The story you are about to hear is true. None of the names have been changed because only one was innocent.
It was Thursday, April 6th, 11:07 a.m. My partner Frank and I had just completed the Barabbas case. Booked him on a 314. A call came in on a 432 City Ordinance 14, walking on water. We sent Malloy and Reed out to investigate. They came back empty-handed. The suspect had outrun the patrol boat. (Phone rings) 12:07. members of the Jewish persuasion subpoenaed a man from Nazareth named Jesus Christ. The charge? Blasphemy. Frank saddled the donkey. I got the light. We headed out the door. 12:42. We arrived at the home of a follower of the mentioned suspect and approached with caution.
Gee, Goody, mind if I knock this time?
Sure, Frank. Live it up.
So, hello, officers. What can you do for me?
Your name, Thomas?
Yeah, did I do something wrong?
We just want the facts. You know a man named Jesus Christ?
Yeah, I know him. What's this all about?
What's this all about? Says he's the son of God.
What do you say?
Well, he's a great guy. You should see the miracles.
We just need
the
facts, sir. Just the facts.
Well, son of God.
Yes, sir.
I doubt it.
Reports say he's at a garden in Gethsemane. What do you say?
Gethsemane. I know the place. I doubt it.
Kind of makes him a doubting Thomas, doesn't it?
So, you write your own material?
They say this Jesus is the king of the Jews.
What do you say?
Well, that I doubt.
Calls himself the light of the world.
What do you think?
I doubt it.
They claim he's mankind's salvation.
How about you?
Well,
I doubt it.
Right. You gonna be available for any further questioning?
I doubt it.
Two 18. Frank and I stopped at a fish stand for lunch. 8, got back on the donkey and headed out to the house of yet another Jesus follower.
Gee, Goody, here's great fish. Only $1.50 a bucket. What a deal.
Must have been a good catch. You got some coleslaw on your nose, Frank.
Yeah. Could you turn down your stereo?
My what?
Your stereo.
Oh, okay. Honey, could you turn down the stereo?
It's
the thing next to the dishwasher.
Yeah?
Your name, Simon, also called Peter?
Yeah.
Which is it?
It's both.
Listen, Simon, what do your friends call you?
The Rock.
How are you listed in the phone book?
I don't have a phone.
What's it say on your driver's license?
I haven't got a donkey either.
What's it say on your fishing license?
Retired.
You know a guy named Jesus?
Jesus? No, never heard of him.
Look, we've got over a dozen witnesses here having seen you with him on a number of occasions. Now, what do you mean you don't know him?
Maybe it was just somebody that looked like me, because I don't know him.
Hey, Rocky, you got a toothpick?
Look, I don't know him.
When we arrived back at headquarters, a farmer was waiting with a 402 complaint. Willful destruction of private property. Frank went to call his wife. I went to question the farmer.
You can line, I got a bull, honey.
Whoa. Hey.
You the farmer?
Sure am. You the officer? Love whistles. Think you get me one of those?
Yeah, I'll get you a whole box if it keep you from singing. What's your problem?
Well, it's this Jesus fella.
Jesus again. What happened?
He killed one of my fig trees.
What'd he do, tear it up?
Nope, never even went near it. He just cursed it.
He what?
He cursed it.
Look, just give me the facts, huh?
Well, I got these 5 fig trees down by the fence, you know?
Yes, sir.
And this here Jesus fella comes sashing along, figuring he's gonna mooch one of my figs.
Mm-hmm.
Well, sir, and he saw there none to be had, he cursed it.
I see. Well, we'll get right on it. We'll let you know if anything comes up.
Hey, listen here, Bullethead. Now I'm a taxpayer and 20% of my crop's gone. Now what am I gonna do? I got a wife, I got a kid, I just bought a dishwasher.
All right. Did you see what he was driving?
A donkey.
What color?
Light brown, Galilee plates.
Did you get the number?
Nope.
Why not?
Tail light was out.
4:45. Frank and I headed back to the fish stand. The donkey made a wrong turn and proceeded down an alley behind the temple. We ran into still another Jesus follower.
Gee, I don't know, Goody. Maybe we're lost. Boy, it sure stinks back here.
Maybe we should have sent Sergeant Laverne. His beat, anyway.
Hey, wait a minute. Isn't that someone up there?
Yeah, pull a donkey up here, Frank.
Oh, well.
Hey, buddy. You know the way back to Goldstein's fish den?
Yeah.
Want to tell us?
Okay. Go to the end of the alley. Hang a right. Go down 2 blocks. Can't miss it. Big fish going around in the sky.
Thanks. By the way, what are you doing back here?
Me? I got a meeting with the Pharisees a little later on.
Pharisees, huh? So who are you?
Named Iscariot. Judas Iscariot.
You one of the 12?
What's it to you, gum sandal?
We're looking for Jesus. Now, do you know where he is?
Maybe yes and maybe no. What's in it for me?
I got some more fish back in the donkey.
No, I just ate, spare change?
Let's see, that's my bowling money.
Get some change here from the coffee machine.
Here's 20 silver pieces.
Get another 10, that's 30. 30 pieces of silver, do you?
That'll do. Okay, you gotta promise me one thing.
What's that?
Don't tell Jesus that I ratted on him, okay?
10-4. No one will ever know it was you. How do you want to set this thing up?
Well, let's see. It's gonna be the Passover. We're gonna eat about 8 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
You pick him up in the garden about 10:30.
10:30, fine. How are we supposed to know this Mr. Jesus fella?
I'll point him out to you.
That's not good enough.
Why not?
We need something more definite. What if we get the wrong guy?
Okay, I'll go up to him and I'll shake his hand.
That's still not definite enough.
Why?
What if someone shakes your hand first?
Well, what do you want me to do, kiss him?
Sounds good. Okay, we'll see you tonight. Where are we supposed to meet you?
Don't worry, I'll be hanging around.
That night, Frank and I busted the Son of God ring and arrested Jesus Christ. 6 a.m. the following morning, we turn him over to Pontius Pilate.
Alwyn! Alwyn!
Excuse me, have you seen Alwyn anywhere?
Who?
Oh, it doesn't matter.
Alwyn!
I don't know, Goody. I've been a cop a long time. This time, I really think we did the wrong thing. I mean, this Jesus guy didn't look like a criminal to me.
Even Pilate and Herod couldn't find anything wrong with him. Wonder what the Pharisees have against him.
He was so nice and gentle. You know, I even think he smiled at me.
Yeah. Well, that's how it goes in this business, Frank. We don't make the laws. We just enforce them. I'm kind of tired. I think I'll take the rest of the day off. I'll see you Monday.
Aren't you working Sunday?
No, Frank. Sunday's Easter.
Friday, April 7th, in Department 6 of the Jewish Supreme Court, Jesus Christ was tried and convicted of blasphemy. Later that same day, he was crucified for the sins of the world. In a moment, the results of that crucifixion.